The world's top swimmers are divided by a decision to effectively ban transgender athletes from elite competition. Swimming's world governing body FINA announced yesterday that transgender athletes will need to complete their transition by the age of 12 to compete, the strictest rules introduced by any Olympic sports body. Nikki Dryden is a former Canadian Olympic swimmer and human rights lawyer now. Nikki, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Patricia.
What was your reaction to this policy? Was this call that FINA made the right call?
No, I'm actually really disappointed and sad that my sport now has the privilege of being, you know, having one of the most anti-discriminatory and non-human rights compatible policies in world sport. And I really hope that no other sports are going to follow us.
Kate Campbell defended the change by saying, "The science tells us the values of inclusiveness and fairness are in conflict here." She said the policy pays attention to inclusion but prioritises fairness. As a former swimmer yourself, what do you make of that reasoning?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think the science is flawed here. We haven't got to see any of the names from this supposed task force, either the scientists or the human rights consultants that were consulted. So first of all, I'd love to see who is actually behind this policy, because so far they haven't published the names of those people. And so the reference to science is really flawed, because when you do read it, they keep comparing men to women and the science of men to women. But we're not talking about men versus women. We're talking about trans or intersex women versus women. And so the whole basis and this rhetoric of science is actually totally flawed. And underpinning this entire policy is this assumed gender bias that FINA now believes that all transgender women, all intersex women are actually men, and they're always going to be men in the eyes of FINA. So I think, and then this idea of fairness, I mean, you know, sport isn't really fair. And, you know, you just got to, you know, I was never trained to care about the person in the next lane and whether or not they were competing fairly. We were trained to swim in our own lane and do the best that we could do. And so this, you know, policing of all women's bodies in order to stop really just one swimmer, you know, it just doesn't stand up when you start looking at it in more detail.
Is one of the problems that the actual science or the research is actually still so contested that there is just not enough research in this area?
Yeah, I think that's one of the problems. And that's why when the IOC created a framework, they created all sorts of things, right? All sorts of reasons and markers that sports were supposed to use in order to create a policy for their particular sport. And unfortunately, one of the primary things that the IOC recommended was that you can't presume an advantage just because somebody looks and appears to be more masculine than more feminine. And unfortunately, that's exactly what FINA has done with this policy, is that this is going to be a pointing the fingers. It's going to be rumor based. And really, you know, this idea that this is actually protecting women's sport, it's not. This is historical discrimination against women. And what is feminine and what is masculine, and now it's continued.
So given this is so controversial, could a challenge be on the cards?
Oh, definitely. I can't wait. As a lawyer, if Leah Thomas is listening, who's the transgender swimmer in America, you know, call me. I'd love to take this to court all the way up to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, because first of all, this is no way this could stand up internationally under human rights rules and universal principles of human rights. But this won't stand up in a lot of domestic courts as well. You know, Australia, Canada, we all have human rights and anti-discrimination legislation. And I just don't see how that this is going to pass. And that's just sort of like an external position. But I found out yesterday, I was talking to a bunch of people that are at the World Championships in Budapest. You know, the people who voted for this, the policy wasn't even shown to them. So what happened was they did this 40-minute presentation by FINA, and they had all these people speak, including Kate Campbell. They didn't even have the policy in front of them when they voted, during that presentation, sorry. And then they had 14 minutes to read it and vote. It's a 24-page policy that is highly technical. It just, the whole thing around even how it got passed by the federations, I think, is going to be challenged. This is not the end of this. The policy itself and the way it was passed is really problematic.
Very interesting. Nikki Dryden, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Patricia. Have a great day.
Former Canadian Olympic swimmer and human rights lawyer Nikki Dryden there. You're listening to ABCRN Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.